Good Thursday morning to you. It is the 17th of November, the 321st day of 2022. There are 44 days left in the year. Make each and every day count. Each day is a gift, even days that start off like right now, 28 degrees. The sun is shining somewhere, and hopefully it will be here later today. Look at it this way. We've dodged the major bullet of some of the snowstorms that are all around us in Michigan. We'll keep our fingers crossed that that can last a little bit longer, even though there are a lot of people who are anxious to use their snowblower this year, or, like Ann, shovel the walks, which I have to get her to stop doing. Sean Belegian faces the snow with the same gusto he faces every day. So the team is there. Brian Morton keeps quiet about these things because he's sensible about all of these things. And Brian is here, and Sean is here, and Ann Thomas is here, and our senior news analysts are here, and our guests, the Fox News reporters and contributors. So we've got a whole team working for you, a very important part of the members of our listening audience that are the best and brightest radio audience in all of radio. And speaking of part of that team, and I don't know if it's just because he heard me talking about the $500 job to drink beer from 32 different beers around the world from all of the World Cup soccer players, but even Steve Courtney is here right now. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Dub. And just an aside, I would certainly be proud to become a member of the United Nations beer drinking team. I just want that on the record. This particular update, my folks, brought to you by the wonderful people at Bill Brown Ford. Go see my good friend Matt Garko and the hardworking team at Bill Brown Ford, located right here in beautiful Livonia. Bill Brown has been supporting and giving back to the community for well over 100 years. Get your next vehicle from Bill Brown Ford. Visit BillBrownFord.com. All right, Paulie, as we anticipate another very exciting college football weekend, this time around it's being overshadowed by tragedy, obviously. Virginia has canceled its game against Coastal Carolina on Saturday after the shooting deaths of players Lavelle Davis Jr., Deshaun Perry, and Devin Chandler. The school making that announcement just yesterday. No decision, by the way, has been made on the season finale against Virginia Tech, that on November 26th in Blacksburg. Davis, Perry, Chandler, running back Mike Hollins, and another student you may have heard were shot Sunday night after returning to campus from a class field trip. Hollins survived but remains hospitalized after being shot in the back. The other student who survived is considered to be in relatively good condition. Now, the suspected shooter has been identified as Virginia football player Christopher Darnell Jones Jr. He was arrested by police on Monday. He's 22 years of age. He was denied bail during a court hearing yesterday. Now, all in all, Jones faces three counts of second-degree murder, two counts of malicious wounding, and additional gun-related charges. Jones did not enter a plea yesterday. A judge has set a status hearing in the case for December 8th. Coastal Carolina, by the way, expressed support for the decision to cancel the game. Meanwhile, classes at Virginia resumed yesterday.
Go ahead. Finish your thought.
Well, I was going to say, our thoughts, our prayers are with the victims, their families, the friends. And to be honest, I'm getting a little tired of saying that in this great nation of ours.
Sure. Absolutely. You're absolutely right. We shouldn't have ever had to say it. Now we're saying it all the time. Do we know for a fact that this wasn't in any way random? He was gunning for those three people because he's on a bus filled with people, and he just picks three fellow football players.
Well, as I mentioned, Paul, they had just returned from a field trip, innocent enough, obviously. And according to witnesses, the shooter, Jones Jr., said something to the effect of, you have been messing with me for a while. His father has come out publicly and said that the last couple of conversations he had with his son, it appeared as though there was some paranoia. And Jones Jr. had said to his father that, you know, he's been bullied. So, you know, as far as the firearms involved, Christopher Darnell Jones Jr. attempted to buy a firearm in 2018 and 2021, according to reports, but neither of the sales transfers were completed. Jones was under the legal purchasing age of 21 to buy a handgun back in 2018. He failed a background check trying to buy a rifle in 2021 due to pending criminal charges, but as we know now, he was later successful in buying two firearms.
Oh, boy. I hate to even hear more of that. Somebody who was caught, the system worked, and then it didn't. That's just very sad. Sorry that your report had to be all about that, Steve Courtney. We usually have a lot more fun, but the reality of what has happened there, and I was thinking that they were going to cancel the game when they kept, you know, the news said, well, the game is still on. I thought, well, that's not going to happen, and it has not, as Virginia canceled its game against Coastal Carolina after the shooting deaths of the three players, and they start to try to heal, starting classes back up and everything else. Thank you, Steve. I hope you don't have any more stories like that.
I just want to remind you, Paul, that this update brought to you by Pain-Free Life Centers. They've been providing real pain relief to thousands for over a decade. No drugs, no injections, no surgery, and no side effects. Go where Darren McCarty goes to treat his pain. Your consultation and first treatment are free. Visit painfreelifecenters.com to learn more. Paul, I'll be back with you later on in the morning. More upbeat conversations with Mel Tucker and Tom Izzo.
Well, I'll try to turn the corner on that. Just a reminder on that job for $500, a new television and beer from 32 different countries, 32 different beers from the countries in the World Cup. I here's the bad news. I do not see Miller Lite as being one of the beers, and I know that's your beer.
Well, you know what? Sometimes exceptions have to be made, Paul. And my question is there a time frame on how long you need to drink those 32 beers, or
just through?
Is that just open ended?
No. It's through the actual World Cup, and you're supposed to watch every game and take notes on the beers.
Well, I think I'd put a pretty good dent in them within the first half of the first game.
Well, wait a minute. We better move along. Thank you, Steve.